With the younger guys you're going to weave in, are you just going to give them series of plays, or any of them going to start perhaps? Bergstrom, Pryor, any of those guys, Jones?
No, I don't see any real major change-ups as far as the starting lineup's concerned. We do want to see some of these guys get in some game action. And how much that is, you know, I don't know exactly right now. A lot of the game will dictate what that is.
I think Gordon Osberry have done a lot. Using Bergstrom now as that extra tight end, and so they've not gotten a lot of playing time.
Well, they haven't gotten as much playing time offensively, but they've obviously, you know, still, you know, had a big role for us on special teams.
Did that change the last few weeks? Because you mentioned young guys getting more of a look. Those guys.
Well, you know, I think we've had a chance to look at these guys a little bit, and I think we kind of know what we've got in these guys, and you know, they're still in the lineup. And they'll still be used pretty much the same way we've used them.
Does it feel like the home portion of the schedule is already coming to an end, or does it feel week to week to week? Is it just kind of the way the schedule goes for you? The season's coming to an end.
Oh, I mean, obviously you realize where you're at in the season, but we're focused on one game, and that's Kansas City, and that's what we got to do. We got to try to take care of business against Kansas City.
Is there any more pressure on that, being that it is Kansas City, division game, home finale?
Well, I think any time that you play a divisional opponent, you know, it raises the intensity level of the game. And obviously, you know, we want to win here at home. It's our last home game, and we want to get a win.
Carson seemed well aware of Kansas City's success, recent success out here. Is that something you know, just kind of get their attention?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we're all aware of that. I mean, there was a big deal made about, you know, us going into Kansas City when we went into there, and they've been very successful in that stadium. So, you know, we've got to go out and execute our game plan and try to get a win.
As you're winding down with the season for you, you know, rookie head coach this year, has it seemed like it's been longer than the past few months, or has it kind of flown by? How's it been?
No, I mean, hey, listen, you know, you try to take it one day at a time. We've obviously had a lot of things that have gone on this year. And some adversity that we've had to overcome, but you know, you just try to not, you know, not think too much about what's going on the outside, and just focus in on what you're doing and take it one day at a time. And that's what we've tried to do.
How do you think you're a different coach heading into this Kansas City game than you were back in September?
Oh, listen, you learn. I mean, you learn every day on the job. Every day you learn, and the volume of decisions that you have to make as the head coach. You understand, and every day I go up to my office, there's something, you know, that I've got to deal with, whether it's you know, personnel issues, discipline issues, you know, game plan issues. There's always something that you have to deal with, and that's the thing that you realize as a head coach.
Since back at the beginning of training camp, a lot of people wondered. You know, they're taking an offensive system that was pretty good in terms of scoring touchdowns, and they're pretty much ripping it apart and replacing it with something different, whether it was necessary. Now you're 13 games in. Do you still have as much belief in the system you brought in here to install and going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's been a lot of change. And when there is a lot of change, you know, sometimes you don't get the results that you're looking for right away. But when you believe in something, and you stick to it, and you know it's the right plan, it ends up working out.